Welcome to this podcast on understanding different personalities in accounting. My name is Louise Connor and I will be your host for today's podcast. I am also the key speaker for all courses within our Skills Management and Leadership program. In today's episode, we're going to explore how personalities influence virtually every aspect of our lives and how understanding different personality types can be the key to building strong relationships, both at work and in our personal lives. To understand different personalities, we first need to understand our own personality traits. There are numerous tools available to help us do this, including personality tests like the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, Big Five Personality Traits, and the DISC assessment. By understanding our own personality traits, we can become more self-aware and build stronger relationships with those around us. I would highly recommend, after listening to this podcast, to take part in a personality test to help understand your own personality better. So let's talk about the different personality traits. There are a few examples of different types, including introverted individuals that tend to be more reflective and reserved, while extroverted individuals are typically more outgoing and social. They're categorized as thinking individuals who prioritize logic and rationality when making decisions, while feeling individuals prioritize emotions and personal values. Judging individuals prefer structure and organization, while perceiving individuals are more spontaneous and flexible. Open individuals are more curious and creative, while conscientious individuals are more focused and detail-oriented. Agreeable individuals prioritize harmony and cooperation, while disagreeable individuals are more competitive and critical. So I may have mentioned one of your personality traits there already. So overall, understanding our own personality traits and those of others can help build more effective working relationships. Emotional intelligence is also crucial in understanding different personalities. It involves the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as the emotions of others. Emotional intelligence includes a range of abilities, such as self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. By developing our emotional intelligence, we can improve our communication skills, increase our resilience in the face of challenges, lead more fulfilling lives, and thrive on stronger relationships. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others and doesn't always come naturally or easy to some of us. It involves putting ourselves in someone else's shoes and seeing the world from their perspective. In the workplace, empathy is a crucial skill for building robust teams and fostering a positive work environment. We can practice empathy in the workplace by actively listening to others, ensuring when a colleague is speaking to you that you are fully listening to them and you are giving them your undivided attention. We can acknowledge their emotions, ensure these are validated in their thoughts and emotions to ensure they feel heard and seen. Placing yourself in somebody else's shoes is an easy and fast way to better understand where someone is coming from and also showcasing compassion. Kindness goes a long way when someone is voicing their concerns, and doing so can help build trust with your peers. Finally, as both accountants and employees, we need to understand different working styles. Everyone has their own unique personality traits, and understanding these differences is crucial for building strong relationships. For example, independent individuals prefer to work alone and take ownership of their work, while collaborative people enjoy working in teams and thrive in a more social environment. Structured individuals prefer a more organized and predictable environment, while unstructured individuals enjoy a more flexible and spontaneous environment. So everyone has their own unique way of working, as well as their own way of taking in important information. If a task is completed or a challenge successfully overcome, then that's the main priority, not feeling as though everyone you work with should have the same working style as you. By recognizing strengths and weaknesses of those around us, we can better communicate with them and work together more effectively. This requires us to be adaptable and flexible so that we can understand and appreciate different perspectives and be open to new ideas. So thank you for joining me today and listening to this podcast on understanding different personalities. We hope that it has been informative and helpful in understanding the importance of the many different personalities within the workplace. If you have enjoyed listening, I would recommend looking at our skills, management and leadership program that can be found within our training section on Mercia's website. If you book onto any of the courses, I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.